do you? My scripture reading is taken this morning in Romans. I'd like to start at Romans 11 and verse 25. For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, just as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion, he will remove ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience, so these also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. For God has shut up all in disobedience so that he may show mercy to all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these words of wisdom and truth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed Holy Sabbath and each one that's here. We ask that your blessings be upon them and their loved ones. And Heavenly Father, bless the remainder of this service and the words that we bring and the thoughts that we express. Help them to be heard and understood as you would have. In the name of Yeshua, we ask, and amen. And my text this morning is taken from Romans 11 and verse 32 and 33. And let's look at that again. For God has shut up all in disobedience so that he may show mercy to all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. And I think everyone understanding those verses can say amen to that. There is no limits, no bounds to the Father's mercy and the Father's love for us and the Father's forgiveness and how we need all of those things. The title of my message to you this morning is Blessings in Disguise. And to most of us, we sometimes think about our burdens that we have. Being Christians and being commissioned to go forth in all of the world, and let the world know of the kingdom of God, and let the world know that God wants them in his family. He wants them to be sons and daughters of his, and he wants us to spread this word to all men and women. And so to most of us, burdens are thought to be things to avoid or to try to escape from. In the ultimate pursuit, that is for most people, of happiness and contentment. But burdens also can be blessings in disguise. God can give us burdens, bring burdens to us, but it is all to do with how we receive those burdens and how we react to them and how we deal with them. Burdens can be blessings in disguise. And they not only can be blessings, but they can be potentially abundant and overflowing blessings. God has those blessings, and how we are obedient, to what degree we are obedient to Him and receptive of the things that He has for us, that determines the blessings and how abundant they are, and to what degree perhaps of even overflowing of these blessings coming to us. Jesus advised His followers to take up their cross and follow Me. Let's look at Matthew 16 and 24 in that regard. Matthew 16 and 24. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me." Let's look also at Luke 9:23 and see if we have perhaps an expansion upon that. "And He was saying to them all, 'If anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me.'" Do you notice the words that Jesus said there? He must take up his cross daily. That means it's going to require a constant attention. It's going to be requiring a constant effort to do those things that the Father brings to us, to walk in the example of Jesus Christ and try our best to do the things just as He did those. Daily, take up your cross and follow Jesus. And it is only by His Holy Spirit and us allowing it, us wanting it, asking God for it, allowing it in our hearts and lives, allowing it to lead and guide, and allowing ourselves to be a constant follower, and putting constant attention to the fact that we must set ourselves aside and our wishes and perhaps our ways, perhaps our thoughts, set them aside and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide. Did you know that, speaking of burdens and blessings coming to us as a result of burdens being brought to us, we have to always be aware that the Holy Spirit is going to bring these burdens or causes, perhaps the will of God, bringing it to us, placing it upon our hearts to pursue God and for our service to be that it should, so that His will may work through us. Paul's burdens in these chapters, within these chapters that I'm reading from, Paul's burdens was for the nation of Israel as a whole, God's chosen people. And he wanted the people, the followers of Jesus, we could say the Jewish people, the people of Israel, he wanted them to know what he knew. And that is that the Messiah had come. That it was, in fact, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He was the Messiah. He was the longed for and looked for Lord and Savior. And we might look at ourselves and our lives in this regard, and we might ask ourselves, do we have a burden that has been placed upon us? Perhaps that we're just almost trying to ignore or trying to set aside. Do you try putting it aside, this burden that you might have, that you know and recognize is from God? It's a spiritual kind of a burden on your heart. Do you find yourself trying your best rather than face your burden and deal with it, trying to set it aside when it appears perhaps difficult? Does it seem like this burden is something that you just don't have the answer for, and you just haven't received the proper word for dealing with this burden, so you're just trying not to face it? It might seem too heavy. You don't have the answer. The answer is not coming to you. Well, we need to always remember that burdens come to us from the Father. The Father is bringing the burden to us because it's part of our gift to receive this burden that He has. He wouldn't bring it to us if He didn't know that we were the one to deal with it. And we had the gifts and all that it took. And you know one thing? The one who brought that burden from you would not have brought it to you and placed it upon you if He wasn't going to equip you and give to you everything that you need to accomplish His purpose. And so we need to always know that. The one who brought it to you will give you everything you need to guide you through it to its ultimate completion. And that, of course, is to accomplish His will. Bear your burdens by forsaking unworthy goals. And in that regard, we need to know that we must not give first-rate attention to third-rate causes. We need to get our priorities straight. We need to know from reading and studying God's Word what to place our time and efforts and gifts, what to place it in and on. Those things that we know matters to God. Those principles that He gives to us, that He requires us to be obedient to. Those are the ones that we need to focus upon, not only for ourselves, but in our service to others. Don't live only for pleasure. And don't live only for power and for prestige, trying only to get more in order to get more, in order to enjoy a life perhaps of leisure, and what we consider to be one that would be more peaceful. Bear your burdens by accepting that you can do more with God, much more than you think. We will become the best when we be all that we can be by accepting the burdens that God brings to us, and knowing that we can do much more than we think, much more than we believe within our limited way of thinking and believing our capabilities to do. We can do much more than we think. We can do our highest and our best when we put forth that effort that's even beyond what we think of ourselves as being able to do. Paul's determination. Let's read how he looked at things. Let's look at Philippians 3 and verse 10. And thinking about how Paul went about things. Philippians 3 and 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which I also laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Do you see? Paul is saying, I'm going to forget these things that perhaps I didn't, things perhaps didn't work out for the very best that I thought that they would in the past. But I'm not going to let that hinder what I do in the future. I'm going to look forward to the things in the future and accomplishing the will of the Father so that the very best can come to be. Bear your burdens in order to help others. Develop spiritual, personal character. That is, develop yourself in all that you can be from a spiritual standpoint. Examine and eliminate your own spiritual weaknesses. And the Lord will let you know what those spiritual weaknesses are. And ask that He will help you. Ask that He will allow you to be developed to your very best. Excel in personal motives and methods for being of help to others. However, you can use and develop whatever God has given you, whatever gifts that you have. Develop those so that you can be the most help that you can be to God and to others. You know, a lot of times we get to thinking about ourselves, and I guess naturally we promote ourselves or excel ourselves in our own eyes without even realizing it. Let's look at Matthew 7 and 3 through 5. And we want to think of ourselves in this regard. Matthew 7, Verse 3. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eyes. And naturally, what I'm saying is, unconsciously, we have a tendency to see the worst in others and sometimes think the worst, not giving the benefit of the doubt, but immediately thinking the worst in others and seeing that little speck that's in their eyes or reflective of their faults as if it was just a speck, while at the same time we in our own lives have what would be in God's eyes a log. That's saying to us, don't be overly judgmental. Perhaps give the benefit of the doubt at times. We ourselves sometimes have logs within our own eyes and within our, not only our eyes, but within our lives. Bear your burdens and you will find yourself drawing closer to God. As you bear your burdens better, you will find yourself being of use to God more. You will find yourself drawing closer to Him. We need to search the Scriptures, and in those we will find that we have those instructions, those words that is within the Scriptures that we can help others through. Go to God often for help and His mercy. Let's look in Hebrews 4 and 16. We will find as we concentrate on the Scripture and as we devote ourselves to prayer, we'll find that we become much more helpful to our neighbors and to those that God would have us to bring the Word to. Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us draw near with the confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And that means find mercy and grace to help us as individuals and children of God, and to help others that He would have us to bring the Word to also have that chance to become a part of His family. That Holy Spirit will begin to work, leading and guiding and comforting and reminding. And it will do that not only for us, but the others that God brings to us. Bear your burdens, and you will receive and give earth's greatest joy through giving of yourself, through serving and ministering and witnessing. God blesses your life and your effort more than you would think through the burdens that He brings to us, the burdens that He places upon our hearts and minds that are to be of service to Him. Do you have a burden this morning? Do you see fruit that is coming from your life as a child of God, as a child in the family of the Lord? Do you see fruit? As burdens come to you, blessings will also come, perhaps in the disguise of the burdens. If you would, stand with me. And I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbat Shalom. May God's blessings and mercy and His love and the peace of the Sabbath just overflow to you this day. Let's read the blessing together right now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord face His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father,